authority has an obligation to seek if he truly believes that we should have concluded our business and gotten out of here in 120 days. A responsible action on the part of the gentleman on the third floor and of the other body. But beyond that, I remember very clearly when we had the resolution on the House floor to limit the session to 120 days, that the one person who was most vociferous and debated against that resolution was none other than the minority leader. I believe that were today that resolution law, that all three branches, the executive, the House, and the Senate, would then have been forced into a position, not just the House, who always works very diligently to meet deadlines. We have, ever since that we have had any control of this particular House of the legislature, worked for 105 days and 120-day adjournment of this session. It takes more than one to tango here. It takes two bodies of the legislature and the administration. We, in the leadership of this House, stand ready to work with the administration and with the other body at all times to conclude the business of the people of this state in a responsible and reasonable manner. That's why we have worked diligently to send all pieces of identified major legislation to the other body and to the administration by the 120-day deadline.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, permission to speak on the same subject. Mr. Speaker, I've been here for several years. I think that no one more than me wishes to go home and get back to my business. I'm sure other people would like to. However, as a member of the House of Representatives, it is certainly not our fault that for 2 years we're still waiting to find out what the governor's goals and policies and objectives are. I've been here 2 years. I could not today write down what I know to be the goals and objectives of this administration. I really am not sure that I know what the principal legislation is, if any, that they would have liked passed or even still would like passed. And I don't think in any way we can be responsible for the fact that they have been totally unable to make up their mind about what they want, let alone advocate that we get on with doing the people's business. I think in the same vein that we cannot be held responsible because the Senate is in whatever disarray it's in and cannot pass out legislation. The fact is the House of Representatives has addressed the issues, has passed the legislation, and here we wait. And we are waiting for the minority leader's party's chief executive to decide after 2 years what the devil we're supposed to be doing on behalf of the future of the state. And we're waiting for the other body, which happens to be controlled by the minority leader's party, to get its act together so that they can pass out legislation. And he shouldn't be castigating us for the failures of his own party's leadership to deliver on whatever it was that they promised their constituents. Now, having said all that, and since I realize he is now totally in favor of winding this up, he's got his notices up there, I would like to, in effect, call his bluff and certainly publicly offer to vote with him on a motion to adjourn, since I know that he is quite happy and he seems to be advocating that we adjourn and thus again not confirm the governor's appointees, the last of which arrived apparently yesterday afternoon on the 120th day. Now, last year he thought that was a terrible thing, but now he's making speeches about how it's time to go home, and I rather agree with him. If he believes that we should adjourn out from under the governor's appointees, I think we should probably give the governor the courtesy of voting for them, but as a courtesy to him, I'm perfectly prepared to vote with him to adjourn out from under him. If he knows of any priority legislation of the governor that has not passed and he wants us to leave, I believe we should give the courtesy to the governor to try to consider it, but I'm willing to vote with him and support him and adjourn out from underneath it, and the same with anything that he knows over in the Senate. Surely we couldn't be sitting down here in order to provide jobs and income for the people of Juneau before the tourists come. Heavens be that that would be the one of the main motives for the certain senators and representatives to want to keep us here. Crocodile tears on the floor about adjournment from people who do not actively support it should be treated for what it is. And so I would ask certain of my other colleagues who wish to leave to call his bluff. Let's be willing to vote with him. He wants to get us out of here. I hereby offer him the opportunity to do so and to answer to his governor and the Senate the other body for doing so. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like the privilege of the floor to speak on 120 days. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I will try not to make it a debate on the special orders because of the uniform rules. So I will follow that. Mine is different, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday I started packing some boxes up. I did let one of my staff people go. I believe that some of the major legislation has passed some time ago, and the previous major legislation has passed very recently. I, for one, Mr. Speaker, and realize that we can't adjourn without the other body, but to summarize how I feel about it, the governor did state on public TV, which you paid for and I paid for and all taxpayers did, that he's going to make a schedule up for the legislature for the month of May. And that is a fact. The president of the other body also stated that he was going to make an agenda up for the month of May. That is a fact. Mr. Speaker, we have an agenda for the month of May, too. It was to be back in our citizen jobs, taking care of our citizen business, and listening to the constituents that sent us down here. This is not done, and it is not the fault of this body whatsoever, not even remotely. We have tried to do it in a professional, business-like manner. And for once, what has happened, Mr. Speaker, is that the politics as usual has come out, and the blame for long legislative sessions are falling directly upon the political power brokers where it should be. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like permission to respond to the Speaker from Anchorage.
Yeah, the floor, Representative Miller.
Who said he would like to call my bluff because I wanted to adjourn. Mr. Speaker, I'm sorry, I don't make premature adjournment motions. That's a characteristic of your caucus, and I wouldn't want to preempt that privilege. But, Mr. Speaker, I didn't say that we were ready to adjourn today. As a matter of fact, unfortunately, we are days, perhaps weeks away from having done our job. We're still passing House bills, Mr. Speaker. I was talking about that a minute ago. I would love to be able to place a responsible adjournment motion today. But we're not, we can't, because we're still passing House bills. We're still dealing with, there are still priority items that are on the list that was in the Empire yesterday that haven't even been on this desk yet.
Yes, true.
The marijuana bill that you talked about was one of them, and I think that's probably coming up here in the not-too-distant future. But, I hope not, but it's probably going to be. But, Mr. Speaker, we're unfortunately a long ways away from adjournment. I think probably my little chart here is going to show 131 and minus 11, or maybe, and I hope this isn't true, 141 and minus 21 before we can place a responsible adjournment motion. So if the member from the behind me from Anchorage over here wants to pass or promote a characteristic coalition motion to adjourn early, that's certainly a privilege that I'll reserve for his party and not mine. Mr. Speaker, I guess that pretty well covers it. I think probably enough has been said on that. I suggest we go in for the pork chops and potatoes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Is it appropriate that I call? May I offer, under special orders, this is not special orders, I would like to know if I can ask for reconsideration of my vote on a bill. May I do that now? Yes, sir. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to ask reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 611, please. And I'd like to bring that reconsideration up at this time, and I'd call the House.
Let me ask the clerk to read the bill. House Bill 611. It does take 27 votes, Representative Tischer, to bring the reconsideration up at this time. Will clerk please read the bill?
Committee substitute for House Bill 611 Hess by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to dentists and dental hygienists.
There is a call on the House. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, could I bring up something else along with the collecting?
Sure.
If we could, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to request that we move back to unfinished business and correction on the excuse that I...
Without objection.
Object.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move my objection.
Without objection, Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, while we're waiting, I want to make a corrective motion.
and move that Representative Sun be excused from the call from 11 a.m. Friday, the 11th, through the 13th. I think I gave the wrong dates a minute ago.
Without objection, so ordered.
Did you get that?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Representative Abood, we have before us the, under reconsideration, we have the motion that House Bill, Health, Education, and Social Services Committee substitute for House Bill 611, the reconsideration be brought up on that at this time. Do you wish the floor, sir?
Are we under the call?
We are under the call of the House on the motion.
May I speak under special orders for a moment?
Take a motion. We are under special orders. Without objection, you have the floor.
I request the privilege of the floor to speak on cold pork chops, cold gravy, and cold potatoes. And that's, I think my point is well made.
Representative Ward?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Since we do have the time, I'd just like to pass this on since under special orders, the minority leader has brought up several good points, and I hope that we'll be able to work in a professional manner over the weekend to resolve this matter, this session.
Representative Winty?
Craven at ease.
House, please stand at ease. We, we have a call on the House at the same time. We have a motion that by Representative Tischer that her reconsideration of the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee substitute for House Bill 611 be brought up at this time. Representative Tischer? House, please stand at ease.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thanks.
I request that I be able to withdraw my motion. I lift the call.
The Representative Tischer has lifted her call on the House. Also, she has moved that her motion to bring up her reconsideration at this time be withdrawn. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Malone.
Speaker, it's not clear. Is the I understand that the motion to bring up the reconsideration at this time is withdrawn. Is the but the reconsideration itself still stands? That correct?
Would be she reconsidered the bill, and that would be held over then as normal until the next legislative day. Representative Winty, we're under special orders.
I would request the privilege of the floor for an explanation.
Do you have the floor, Representative Winty?
I'd just like to inquire, Mr. Speaker, under what audacity or special privilege an individual can place a call on the floor and then wander out at will along with the majority leader while the rest of the members of this floor, on this floor, abide by the procedures that you and the Sergeant-at-Arms have established.
Perhaps I can answer that. When there's a call on the House, normally the Sergeant of Arms allows one or two persons off the floor, provided they have they come up to the Sergeant of Arms and obtain a slip indicating they have to go to the bathroom. And such a slip was acquired by Representative Barnes and Representative Tischer. So that's why they were off the floor. They were supposedly between here and down the hall. Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Maybe the House deserves an explanation why we sat here for the last 25 minutes if it wasn't to vote on this piece of legislation.
Representative Barnes.
Mr. Speaker, one of the minority members is still missing, and so the reason why that the representative has withdrawn her reconsideration to be brought up at this time and lifted the call is out of courtesy for the one minority member that is still missing.
Representative Duncan.
Speaker, one of the majority members is also still missing. We should take equal blame for that.
Terry. Representative Adams is
or
also
two
missing.
Two of the majority members are still missing, so you're more in fault than we are.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do apologize for that. I was not aware that the two majority members were still missing, although I did hear the discussion on Representative Sund.
We need a motion, Representative Barnes, to move back up the calendar to read a message from the governor regarding a recent appointment to a board or commission.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent. We move back up the calendar to messages from the governor.
Is there objection? Will the clerk please read any messages from the governor?
Dear Representative Hayes, as you are aware, I have appointed Ernest G. Carter of Fairbanks to the Board of Fisheries to serve the remainder of a term vacated recently by Bob Blake of Cordova. I have stated my commitment to reappoint Mr. Carter to serve a full 3-year term on the Board of Fisheries, as is shown in the enclosed letter. My commitment to Mr. Carter's reappointment is predicated upon my belief that he will fulfill his duties as a public official in a responsible and reasonable manner. My recent discussion with Mr. Carter and with others who have recommended his appointment about his personal background and the broad perspective he brings to the board make me confident that he will serve in such a manner to make me proud to have appointed him, and you proud to have confirmed him to this position on the Board of Fisheries. Signed sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. His letter of appointment will to Mr. Carter will also be placed in the journal, Mr. Speaker. Did you want me to read that?
No, I think it's adequate if you'll... It is on file in the clerk's office if anybody wants to read it, and also it'll be spread in the journal. Further special orders, Representative Barnes.
Mr. Speaker, could I just please announce, make an announcement?
You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At approximately 1:30, I would like to meet with all the South Central legislators in the the Speaker's chambers, please.
South Central legislators, there is a meeting in the Speaker's chambers at 1:30. Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Oh, excuse me, Representative Zaroff.
Speaker, does that include for you?
Yes.
I believe it does, Representative Zaroff, if you'd care to attend.
Mr. Speaker, my request, although he is welcome to come, was directed at the communities that are connected by road in South Central Alaska, although he is welcome to come.
Representative Abood.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I just want to caution the members of the State Affairs Committee, if you'll kindly be on time at 1:15 so we can break out of there, do our work, and get someplace else at 1:30. Hope you enjoy your cold potatoes.
Representative Baboot, Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent. The House stand in recess until 1:45.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands in recess until 1:45 p.m. Ask the Majority Leader for a motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. Thursday. Are there any announcements? Representative Abood?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Immediately upon the motion to adjourn, there'll be a House caucus.
There is one item of business I'd like to deal with.
House Majority Caucus.
Thank you. There is one item, one remaining item that I'd like to deal with. I have one committee report that I'd like the clerk to read so that we could move on with the work of the legislature. Representative Barnes, if you would move that we go back up the daily order of business to reports of standing committees, we could deal with that.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent. We move back up the daily order of business to reports from standing committees.
Is there objection? Hearing none, will the clerk please read any reports of standing committees?
The Committee on Finance is at committee substitute for Senate Bill 15, Second Finance, making a special appropriation for payment as a grant to the City of Fort Yukon for upgrading the community center under consideration, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Adams, Bettesworth, Martin, Furness, Grusendorf, Duncan, Hurlburt, Jaroff, Ward, and Fritz. Lindauer has no recommendation. Senate Bill 15 has no further referral.
Is there further business to come before the body? Representative Clarkson?
Do we have a break at ease?
House, please stand at ease. We still have reports of standing committees. Clerk, please read reports. Continue to read reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs has had House Joint Resolution 77, adopting a permanent plan of operation for the Department of Administration, Division of General Services and Supply, Surplus Property Program, for federal surplus property under consideration, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, concurred in by Schultz, M.M. Miller, Abood, and Larson. House Joint Resolution Number 77 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had Senate Bill 376 amended relating to power cost assistance under consideration, and recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 376 Finance with the same title, recommends it do pass, and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Adams, Bettesworth, Martin, Furness, Lindauer, Grusendorf, Duncan, Jaroff, Hurlburt, Ward, and Fritz. Senate Bill 376 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent to the House State Adjournment until 10 a.m. Thursday, May 10, 1984.
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Before the adjournment motion, I'd like to announce there will be a House Democratic caucus immediately on adjournment as well.
Is there objection to the motion that we stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Thursday morning? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. Thursday morning.